my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. Be here for the next 2 hours, taking your phone calls and covering the most important news of the last week. Looking forward in to the new week that began today. It is the 14th of September, 2008. On this Sunday edition, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have wide open phones at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Listening to us across the country on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet, and satellite. If you're listening to the station that we originate from, News Radio 590 KLBJ in Central Texas, 836-0590 is the number to call us. I want to get into the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac a week ago and exactly what that means to the future of this country. No, I'm not going to be talking about the hurricane. Everyone already knows about that, and thank God it wasn't as bad as it could have been, though it did kill some people and, of course, flood Houston and Galveston. While that's important and a nice grandstanding event for the feds and governors to train us that there are bosses and that they love us and care about us, and that we should worship government, we're not going to be spending any time on that today. I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about things that affect everyone in this country and worldwide for that matter. Headlines, CNBC, bailouts will push U.S. into depression. Greenspan, this is the worst economy I've ever seen. ABC News. Fannie Freddie, ticking time bomb explodes, public shocked. That's like being shocked by the sun coming up in the morning. Washington Mutual tumbles 30% to 17-year low. Democrats propose gas stamps. That'll just devalue the dollar even faster, and then no matter how many stamps you get, it'll still be too expensive. United Nations wants to take over larger parts of England. That's the London Guardian. Got a lot of 9/11 news here as well, just a few days after the 7th anniversary of that event that's been used to kill our freedoms. I thought Al-Qaeda attacked because they hate our freedom. Why would our government then take so much of our freedom? We know they hate our freedom, too. Oh, but who founded Al-Qaeda? I mean, it's in the history books. Oh, wait, who wants our freedom? I guess it's true. Those that wanted our freedom did attack us. Oh, boy. So we'll talk some about that as well. Also, U.S. a step closer to Iran blockade. And there's serious talk by the administration. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. I don't know what's going to happen. U.S. to invade Iraq any day now is the headline here. Bob Barr's campaign manager praises Bush and the neocons. Well, the libertarians are really a sad lot, aren't they? That is their leadership hijacked by the neocons. Pretty soon they'll tell us Stalin was a libertarian. Krauthammer's cat is out of the bag. Excellent story from LouRockwell.com. Speaking of a good libertarian, some of the quotes where they just admit the most evil things imaginable were the neocons do about themselves, the Trotskyites. You tell mainline conservatives that, they go, you're a liar, till you show them that they're actually communists. Homeland Security sets up suspicious checkpoints randomly along roads in the United States, violating the Fourth Amendment. Has nothing to do with stopping terrorists or keeping you safe. In fact, they let illegal aliens go. It's about training the milk cow American people to not have a Fourth Amendment. But I guess Land of the Free, Home of the Brave is about Nazi-style warrantless checkpoints. Also, Sarah Palin links Iraq to 9/11 again, saying they carried out the attacks, basically. Doesn't matter if even the White House admits Iraq had nothing to do with, I mean, even if you believe the official story that Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia, Sunnis, attacked the United States on 9/11 from caves in Afghanistan, and they knew White House jumbo jet Air Force One codes and NORAD stand-down codes and could superimpose computer blips on the screens of NORAD and the FAA controllers and make the aircraft stand down, the F-16s, and run drills for the CIA of the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time. And Al-Qaeda could order the FBI to stand down and order the hijackers trained in U.S. spy code systems, which they all were. But just, if you believe all that, then still it's admitted that it's a separate group. See, Saddam wasn't Sunni or Shiite. He was secular and played the groups off against each other and has always been anti-Al-Qaeda because working for the United States, they tried to kill him quite a few times. But, I mean, so what? Hey, you can say he's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer if you want. The American people will believe it. Kind of like they believe having a $5.5 trillion bailout, which leveraged into the bonds that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sold, and the trickle-down of that, you are talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars instead of 50-something trillion. Or the official number put out for the public of 5.4, 5.6, there's different ones put out. And we'll be covering some of that for you this evening. In fact, let's just do that right now. We are moving into a bigger office. And I've got to get moved in, get my new TV studio built. We're going to do a show on Dish Network and cable. And I've got to finish building the radio studio. It's very close to being done. And then we've got to do the hiring, another IT person, extra, things like that. And kind of going from really small to just medium size, still pretty small, that's one of the hardest growth curves. So we're busy doing that. But soon I'm going to have interns in the office because I don't have the staff to do this. And we're going to have them go pull shows I did 9 years ago, 8 years ago. We're going to, because, you know, we've got all these archived on the internet and also on hard drives, but we don't have time. We didn't write down what each show was each day of what I talked about. But 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and in the last four, every day saying Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are going to go under. It's a money laundering scam. Here, let's have Catherine Austin Fitch, who was number two at HUD for Bill Clinton, on the show, you know, telling you. And here, let's have the former head of the Treasury on to tell you. And let's, I mean, just constantly on every issue, we're right. On every issue, we warn you. But we can't get mainline liberals or mainline conservatives to even admit the Federal Reserve's private. The media tells them that's a conspiracy theory. Doesn't matter if it's in the white pages, that it's private in the 12-member Federal Reserve banks. Doesn't matter if it's publicly admitted it's private. The media told them decades ago, crazies talk about the private Federal Reserve bankrupting America. And so they say, you know what? It doesn't exist. It's federal, like Federal Express and FedEx. And no, none of them are federal. And they did a bad, bad thing. They took the dollar. They took our credit as a country. That's all the dollar's backed up with is our ability to pay taxes, and that means our labor. And the private banks bought the defense contractors and the media companies and raw land and mining companies, shipping companies, infrastructure, roads, cities. You know, they're even buying up city government basically now. And then leaving us with all the debt. And boy, when they finally bring down that stock market, I mean, they're going to bring that sucker down to close to zero. And the sucker yuppies are going to go right down to the bottom of the Atlantic, just like people on the Titanic. And they're going to be smiling and worshiping the government and worshiping the media and worshiping the private banks as this country goes right to the bottom of the North Atlantic. Now, we could stop that. We could still turn it around. But they can't. They won't. They don't want to. They've bought into so many lies so many times and bought into so much fraud, and they believe a lie about this country. They believe every fraud and every PR stunt and every piece of disinformation put out by the military-industrial complex, while the military-industrial complex openly bought and paid for with our tax money, but controlled by foreign financial institutions, dismantle this nation, butcher the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and what's left they're transferring over to military private contractor companies to run the police, the prisons, the cameras. America is just going to be fully looted and butchered by these people unless you wake up now that both parties are bought and paid for, that there is a new world order, that we are under attack. We have all the documents, all the proof. We'll cover it when we get back and your phone calls coming up. Stay with me.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was driving into the studio today just thinking about all the crimes that our government has committed and how they're repeating the same thing the Soviets did, the Nazis did. It's social engineering. And how the textbooks, the major textbooks used by social services in European and United States and Canadian schools say the family is a disease and the state's job is to break up the family and seize as many children as possible. There are federal bounties that increase every year on seizing children. And Greg Pound, who I've interviewed many times, who's exposed and sent CPS workers to jail in Florida, worst state in the union for this criminal activity, just called me up, another Christian family. They hunt real Christians, not the mainline nuke everybody churches, but they steal a lot of them too. But the church won't help you, of course, when you beg for help. In fact, your hospitals, your major institutions are all spying on you now. A lot of your churches are spying on you. Your child breaks a finger falling off the jungle gym. A dog bites them. Neighbor's dog. They don't care. They say, well, that's negligence that the neighbor's dog was able to bite your child on the hand. Most of us were bit by dogs as well. Most of us fell out of trees and broke arms. Doesn't matter. Your life's over. And your children are going to be handed over to a group of people in federal statistics that are five times more likely to abuse your children than any other group. Government. Foster parents. Am I saying all foster parents are bad? No. Am I saying that there isn't some cases where that's needed? Of course not. The point is, it's federalized and it is a death mill. Yes, a death mill. They kill quite a lot of these children. A lot of these kids live in cages or barely fed. Every few days I see another foster kid found dead in a cage. It's always kept real quiet, though. Just, well, another dead child in the cage. It's actually legal for the foster parents to keep them in cages, but you got to feed them. And I wanted to get into the economy, but just understand, the news isn't going to play it up. Or it's going to be buried in the back of the paper. And you're not going to know about the evils committed by government and the private corporations that own it, but you are seen as a human resource. You're called that under eugenics. Eugenics runs our country, and that means you're an animal that needs to be exterminated. You are hated. You are scum, and you are filth. And the government, the police, are all being trained and slowly twisted and slowly given more and more of the picture as they're trained to basically act as predators against us. And that's what's happening. Now, understand what's coming to our economy. You think things are bad now. This is only the beginning. What's coming? Remember, we told you Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would go under 8 years ago. In articles we wrote and in shows we did, because we had the experts on. By design, it's a Ponzi scheme. What is a Ponzi scheme? Well, a classic one works like this. Somebody claiming to be a Rockefeller or a Rothschild or an Astor. And this scam goes on all the time. It's like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or something. You know, go rent that comedy movie if you want to figure it out. And they show up in a local blue blood area or wannabe blue blood area at the local country club, and they say, oh, I've got an incredible investment. I'm making, 500% on it a year. It's so wonderful. And then they'll even have a partner who they, have at the country club with them. Look, Woody here, he invested $5,000 with me and made, $300,000. And then they'll get one old woman, generally, one sucker, to invest with them. And then after that sucker invests, they will pay that out. So it's got a little bit of seed money in it. Or, like when you're fishing, you got to put some bait on there. That minnow might have cost you a dollar. That little fish, that little piggy fish or whatever you're putting on the line when you're deep sea fishing, you got to put it on there. Or like deer hunting, you got to invest in a rifle. And see, criminals prey on you. Criminals prey on know-it-alls and yuppies and trendies, and you're there to be fed on. That's your lot by the government and by everybody else. You've got sucker written on you. Just like cops release illegal aliens for drunk driving or no insurance and admit it. But you are the sucker American citizen. You've got money. You're going to be fed on. Well, it's the same thing. And so they sucker one old lady to invest $5,000. They pay her the $100,000 or whatever. And then all her friends pile on. And sometimes the Ponzi scheme only takes one level. But, let's say three or four of her friends pile on, and then they get a huge amount back. And then basically the whole country club invest. And this time they all pile on greedily, and they say there's only so many that can invest, so many that can get on board with this. And they pile on board. And then at the end of it, the guys that run the Ponzi scheme, they skip town with $20 million on a, maybe $1 million investment. Or less. And a lot of times they don't even pay out the first investments. They just keep promising it's going to happen. And that's the American people. Private banks in 1913 bought off the government and said, for all money that's created and issued by the Treasury, we will be paid interest. Now, before, the government just issued currency, okay? And we had an economy that grew at over 10% a year. The apple of the world's eye. And the banking associations cried out against it. Foreign banking associations lobbied openly for over 100 years. They tried to kill presidents, did kill presidents, tried to kill Andrew Jackson, others. The whole national debate was about this. The private banks trying to take over the country. Now, you tell a yuppie, and they say, that doesn't exist. Andrew Jackson didn't exist. His fight against the banks didn't exist. Because a yuppie's been taught, they run everything, they're invincible, everything's a joke, there are no scams, there is no corruption, you don't have to watch the government, you can trust everything, everything's fine. Because they are powerful, you see. They're members of the elite because they live in a $1 million house or a $500,000 house when they're not. It's all about play up or dress up like three-year-olds dressing up like cowboys and Indians or little girls like princesses with little jewels, you know, fake plastic jewels, costume jewelry. That's what adults do. And they go to country clubs and they go to events and they walk with their heads up in the air and feel powerful because their ancestors busted their butt and carved out a continent and were strong and didn't trust the government and were willful. Nobody said we were ever good, but the point is we built something our ancestors did, and now we're the fat, weak slobs that inherited it all, and the global scammers came in here, bought up the newspapers, and sold us on a pack of lies, and here we are 90 years after the Federal Reserve Act getting ready to be fully, fully brought down. And the big central banks have been consolidating, imploding economies, destroying markets, getting control of the regulators, shutting down small businesses, consolidating for a long time. But we have the IMF and World Bank documents. We know what the Club of Rome plans are, what the Bilderberg Group plans are. We lay out years before what's going to happen because we infiltrate, we spy, we have sources, we get shot at, we get death threats to bring you this information, people like Jim Tucker. And some take the pearls that are thrown before them. Others literally just stomp on it like hogs and run on off the cliff. And that's fine. That's what you like. Go ahead. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. You begged for it. Don't worry. You're going to get everything you ever dreamed of bad and more because you had lack of vision, because you made your forefathers roll in their graves at your shameful, willful, smart-mouthed mindset. Now, when we come back, I'm going to briefly finish up with the Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme now coming right down to the last few years, right down to it. Bubble after bubble they control, shearing after shear, always shearing the sheep. Now that there's time to butcher the sheep.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, when I said that I wasn't going to get into the hurricane, I meant endless coverage of some sailboats and piled up wreckage on the Galveston coast and some windows busted out in Houston and millions of illegal aliens moping around. Well, it's true. There's like, the guys are laughing. There's like 3 million in Houston. I was on I-45 this weekend. I was already going to visit family in East Texas. We're going to let the hurricane stop me. It was like 30-mile-an-hour winds. Everyone on the TV freaking out. Like it was the end of the world in Dallas when the 10-mile-an-hour winds hit. But it was bad down on the coast. We had a caller talking about government checkpoints, FEMA turning off the cell towers again so they could grandstand. Yes, you're welcome to call in. I'm not saying what you can call in about. I'm saying I specifically am not going to talk all day about the cyclone or the hurricane that came into Texas and Louisiana. And, you know, on the other side of the world, they're called typhoons and go up to 270 miles an hour. Now, those are bad. Those are bad on the other side of the planet. Big old Pacific Ocean. All right, getting back to, I'm having to look at FEMA on C-SPAN right now. The guy in his military outfit saving us. Rear Admiral Craig Vanderwagen, Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. Health and Human Services, they're the ones that fund kidnapping 1.4 million children in the U.S. each year. See, that's why I don't like the government. See, I look at him up there grandstanding as our savior, but I know what that one federal agency does. I know that in Illinois they're confiscating guns using the military, source NBC. I know they're confiscating guns every time they have any chance to do it. I know they did it during Katrina in high and dry areas. I know the government isn't our government anymore, and I'm upset about it, and I'm angry about it. I know we've got a lot of callers here. You're welcome to call in about whatever you like, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Bailouts will push U.S. into depression. That's the whole point. We have to be leveraged fully into a debt we can never pay back. And then the private banks, they get public lands. They get your tax money to pay back debts that were made out of nothing. It's all just on a balance sheet. It's all zeros and ones to them. But by bankrupting us, and that's in the IMF World Bank documents, declassified 2002, covered by BBC, by bankrupting us and other nations, which they've done, then they get to get the real assets. So, see, that's the whole point. They keep, oh, we'll save you. Don't worry. We'll take over more banks. We'll take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, 50-plus billion. But they also didn't just, it's not just the mortgages. They sold those asset securities. And using fractional reserve banking, they then would call, say, a $100,000 mortgage or a $500,000 jumbo mortgage, jumbo loan. They would call that a AAA security, a debt. And they would loan that out 10 times. They would call that $100,000, that $500,000, an asset, and then they could leverage and loan 10 times out again, all fiat, all nothing, all just made up. That's why they send credit cards every day or two to poor college students in the mail. But once you're not in debt, you don't get credit cards in the mail anymore, or two or three times a year. And then they'll cancel credit cards saying, well, you don't use them enough, and you pay them back right away. You're getting a bad mark on your credit. You know you get a bad mark on your credit for that? You get a bad mark on your credit. That's about 5 years old now. That's a new you're paying off your – oh, you're bad. Oh, my God. This is about schmucks. This is about ruining lives. This is about you living a life of a sharecropper. This is about never getting out of debt. And I'm not a cynical person. These are the facts. Again, if I see my neighbor's house on fire, I'm not going to go, oh, well, I'm just going to be positive. I'm not going to be negative and say it's on fire. I'll just go back to sleep and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be positive here. And I'm going to imagine there's no fire over there. Or I gave the analogy earlier this week because people say, well, man, you're so negative. You need to be more positive about things. Okay, I'll be positive. This is a great country. The greatest in the world. I love this nation. And we have had plenty. And we have had success. But because of who our forebears were. Not because of who we are. Look at the test scores. Look at the statistics. Look at it all. We are a joke. But plenty destroys civilizations. They say that adversity makes men and plenty makes monsters. And that certainly happened. And because this nation is a great nation, I want to try to save it. And because we're not all completely decadent and completely dumbed down and completely willfully ignorant, buying into lies and fraud and Madison Avenue false images. Imagery, it's what it's all about. Image over substance. Fake conservative images. Fake liberal images. Sarah Palin images. Barack Obama images. I'm not buying into any of it. Change, they give us a woman and a black guy. But the same bankers own them. If I was walking through the woods and a rattlesnake bit me, or walking through the Arizona scrub brush and a rattlesnake bit me, would I go, oh, Mr. Snake, oh, I'm going to be positive and I'm going to keep hiking? No, I would take my knife, cut my leg open, get as much blood out of there as possible, and I would get back to where I was, and then I'd try to get in and get anti-venom. But no, I could just be positive and go, oh, everything's fine. I mean, I'm watching these rattlesnakes bite this country over and over again, declare what they're doing to us. And then I watch a public who want to procrastinate and do nothing about it, rationalizing all this corruption. Look at these headlines. Bailouts will push U.S. into depression. CNBC up on Infowars.com. Got a link to this. The end result of global economic slowdown may be the U.S. announcing national bankruptcy, as the government cannot afford the bailouts that it promised, and the market will not bail out the government. Martin Hennecke, senior manager at Private Clients at Teach, told CNBC on Thursday, and I've got all these other analysts saying the same thing. By the way, Trey, I want to get him on the show. Greenspan, this is the worst economy I've ever seen. You got to love the captain who's run us into the iceberg, but used the controlled media of the bank's own to tell us how he's God, now blaming Bernanke. I mean, the captain's got us headed straight towards the iceberg, 500 yards away. And then he goes and says, relieve me, first mate Bernanke. And Bernanke climbs up to the wheel there and says, okay, the captain says, increase speed, straight ahead. And then now we have Greenspan, the worst economy he's ever seen. He said, by far, going into a depression. Fannie Freddie, ticking time bomb explodes, public shocked. The failure of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac setting in motion the biggest government bailout takeover in U.S. history brings a grim sense of fulfillment to competent economists. After all, what did people expect, that water would flow uphill forever? The financial mega mess is the same sort of event as the collapse of the USSR's centrally planned economy, another economically unworkable Rube Goldberg apparatus that was kept going more or less badly for decades before it fell apart completely. Along the way, of course, famous yet actually unsold economists, unsung economists, assured the world that everything was working out splendidly. As late as 89, when the pillars were crumbling on all sides of the temple, Nobel Prize winner Paul A. Samuelson informed readers of his widely used textbook, The Soviet Economy, is proof that a socialist command economy can function and even thrive. And then it collapsed. And make no mistake, you are going to be paying taxes forever. And how are they going to do that? They're just going to seize your house. They're just going to tax you at higher and higher rates. They're just going to hire more cops to write more tickets and more fines and more fees. And, yeah, they're going to take property owners' land. They're going to jack up property tax. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And so that's why during this phase, they love big tax cuts. They love, you know, corporate bailouts. They love welfare, corporate and to the individual. Anything to get those debts up for the private banks so they get real assets. And now the Democrats propose gas stamps. Let's pay for everybody's gas and then put 20% interest on it to the private banks who loan the money out of nowhere. All right, I promise we're going to go to Franklin, Ted, Jim, and many others when we get back. Raid, Jonathan, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The websites, again, are PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com has been redesigned. Check it out.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Look, all I ask you to do is find out about the New World Order. Find out about international banking. Find out how they took the country over in 1913. Find out who's doing this to you. Stop being suckers. Stop being scammed. Stop thinking it's funny to be uninformed. It's not cute. I mean, I'm looking at this, the propaganda in Newsweek. What Bush got right? And they have this other one. Sarah Palin, an advanced study of Sarah Palin, Barack Obama, all of it. These people run nothing. This is a PR stunt to sell you on thinking you have some choice. This woman doesn't know her head from the hole in the ground. Neither does Barack Obama. You ever seen him when he's not in front of a teleprompter bumbling and babbling? They don't even know what countries they're in. Neither does Bush when they go overseas. But let me tell you, the technocrats behind them do. This is like Coke or Pepsi. It's branding. You've been sold on illusion, ladies and gentlemen. You better find out about the banks. You better find out about the banks. You better find out how we told you years ago they were going to implode these public consortiums to get the nation in debt. That's the whole point of the New World Order. It's not an accident what's happening. Who else told you, Freddie and Fannie, we're going to go under? We did. We did. Let's go ahead and talk to Franklin in New York. You're on the air, Franklin. Welcome. Franklin, I just now went to your call. Go ahead.
Okay. I called you a few months ago and read a poem about Ron Paul, if you remember.
Yes, I remember.
I have another one now about government-sponsored terrorism.
How long is it?
It's about a page and a half.
Well, you have nice poems, but, have you posted it in the Prison Planet Forum?
No.
That's a good place to put it. But I just don't know if it's fair to all the other listen. I don't want to, insult your art here. We just got a lot of calls to get to, but I can give you about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Walking through marble corridors, lapis lazuli and gold trim, the emperor scowled, women danced, wine and gourmet dinners gave no solace. Temples to old gods were emptying. Nero feared the growth of Christianity. His bark complaints jarred luxury. They've no loyalty to our republic. They won't fight our wars nor cheer our heroes, yet purging them is so unpopular. Then he looked down from the fasces, addressed an advisor, bowed to the throne. My most brilliant and effective friend, do you have a plan for saving Rome? Yes, I had been dreaming scenarios which till now were mental entertainment, yet they might work. Hearing the conspiracy, Nero laughed and called for an assembly. We have a plan, he yelled, relieved, a plan. His secret minions in cover of night tilted burning torches on Roman shops, known for flammable merchandise. When burning houses spread to those next door, hysteria filled the city like an anthill stomped. Eyewitnesses who'd been awakened swore it was the soldiers dressed as Christians who crept like shadows together, lighting torches, crudely yelling allegiances to Christ. They were Nero's. I recognized the men. Yet few believed them. Rumors were dismissed as treason. Rushing to his citizens with a relief squad, Nero quelled the flames, paying for it all with his own funds. Elegant doors to his palace opened. The citizens' tattered, ash-smeared families, having lost their livelihood in villas, abandoned newborns and arthritic mothers who could not outpace fame's being-in-laws, a great multitude gathered in the entry. Nero then smiled, held up his stance. Citizens, I will feed and clothe you. Together we'll revolt our great capital, attacked by traitors. Please, please do not worry. We found the sect and know what to do. That's it.
Well, that's great. And in fact, Nero clearly did set the city on fire and blame his enemies. You know, it was Julius Caesar hundreds of years before him, I guess back when he was in power, still in B.C., or before the Common Era, now as they have pulled down those original bookmarks in history, his family got wealth by the fire department in Rome would set fires to your neighborhood if you didn't pay, if your Greek neighborhood or Jewish neighborhood or your Gallic neighborhood or Roman neighborhood didn't pay them protection. And then the fire department would put out real fires that started. But if you didn't pay them, I'm not saying modern fire departments, this is how fire departments started, they would burn down your neighborhood. And that was passed on to the Italian mob in the last 150 years in the U.S. They picked it up from Sicily, where it had continued on to this day there in the island, and there in southern Italy, where they will burn you down if you don't pay, quote, your fire protection. And so that's what 9/11 is. There's over 200 examples, as you know, of our criminal government staging terror attacks, and this one was no different. But, I mean, the 200-plus are where it's admitted and declassified, and I appreciate your call so near this 9/11 anniversary. By the way, I'm watching the deputy head of Health and Human Services here on television with FEMA on C-SPAN, and it's an admiral. See, that's the continuity of government. That's NORTHCOM taking over our country. We now have a military designation. Our country has a military designation. We're under military occupational rule. It states we the people are the enemy of the government. The government is this private criminal entity owned by private institutions. And 30-plus agencies taken over by Homeland Security, and they're putting military in. And they're putting military over the CIA and military over agriculture department and transportation. Can't you see what's happening? And as Bush leaves office, it's going to be passed on to McCain, Obama. It doesn't matter. They all are for it. Warrantless spying. Folks, you understand what this means? They're getting ready to butcher us like a Christmas hog. Okay, who's up next here? Ted in Texas. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I saw the interview that you did with Chief Acevedo posted online.
Yes, the Austin police chief.
Yeah, I wanted to take issue with one of the things that he said wasn't going on in Austin about the letting of the illegals go when they get pulled over. What happened was about a month ago, and my mom came outside into the grocery lot parking lot, and there's about 15 people around her car. And what had happened is a guy who couldn't speak English had ran into her car in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they called the manager out, and they were holding him until the police got there. Well, when the police showed up, the guy said he couldn't speak English. He didn't have a driver's license. He didn't have insurance. But they got an interpreter, and so as soon as they got the interpreter, he spoke a little more English. What he was able to tell them was that he had borrowed this car, and he was just running up to the store to get some milk. The officer called the person who owned the car, had them drive up to the HEB and pick the guy up, told my mom that they couldn't do anything because it was private property, and watch the guy drive off.
Let me stop you. Okay, my IT guy, one night he's got a cumbie let in. He didn't have a key to this office. It's like the emergency IT guy. And I pull up, and he's in handcuffs, and his license had just expired. And they were taking him to jail. And the Austin cops, I've told this story, and they were, by the way, quote, fans. They're fans, but they still do this. And they go, well, we've been told, it's unofficial, but we're to arrest citizens, but not illegals, because the judges can't do anything anyways. And that's my whole point, is that we are the fat schmucks. We're to be bled. We've got the big target on our back. And Acevedo, you know, this is a sanctuary city. 800 cities are, and they are above the law. They are above the law because they're here to drive down the wages and destroy the middle class. That's in the Ford Foundation documents, federal government documents. I'm not against the illegal aliens. I don't think they're bad people themselves, even though they think this is Mexico and, you know, chant Plan of San Diego, which means kill all whites. I just feel sorry for them. It's okay if they want to kill me and my family. I'm not kidding. Google Plan of San Diego. It's official. But the point is that if you're a Hispanic American, Black American, White American, doesn't matter, you get arrested, but these God men do not. But listen, that's not just your opinion. All over the country, sheriffs and police chiefs will arrest, you know, stop a van with like 15 people in it, kids, no ID, whiskey, marijuana, and they'll arrest them, and then ICE will not come pick them up. But they'll have a few little busts at a few meatpacking plants, always a smaller meatpacker. The bigger meatpackers pay the feds, literally, with campaign contributions to go bust the smaller one, so it's selective enforcement. And, you know, you got 3 million illegals coming in a year, 30 million here, and look it up. They arrest 4,000 or 5,000 a year in these big raids. It's a joke. It's like your leg's cut off, and they put a Band-Aid on a shaving cut on your face. Okay, but the point is, the government is selectively enforced. Look, John McCain can go to foreign countries and have illegal fundraisers where every donation is a felony on its face. He can raise $5 million at one deal at Rothschild's Palace in England. Just Google McCain Rothschild Palace, England. It'll be all over the news. And the news said, yeah, it's illegal, but he's allowed to. Sarah Palin, same thing. Can do whatever she wants. Same thing with Barack Obama. Not even his mother, when she had him in Kenya, was only, hadn't lived in the United States in her life long enough as a citizen to then go to another country and have a child where only one parent's a citizen for him to be a citizen. Doesn't matter if he's not a U.S. citizen eligible to be president. He is a citizen, not a U.S. citizen eligible to be president. It doesn't matter. The laws are for schmucks. The laws are for us, the dumb cattle, and nobody else. Only for the dumb Americans that think they know everything. Stop being dumb. Get angry. Take back your birthright. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.